This is Eric Weiner in Quetta, Pakistan. Independent information about conditions inside Kandahar is extremely hard to come by. The regime has barred all foreign journalists from entering the parts of Afghanistan under its control. But information is seeping out, carried by a handful of aid workers and refugees crossing the border into Pakistan. One aid worker confirmed that one of the targets of Sunday's air raids was the home of the Taliban's spiritual leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar. The aid worker, who did not want to be identified, was 3 miles away from the compound when it was hit. He says the force of the blast was so powerful it felt like an earthquake. A Taliban official, meanwhile, says Mullah Omar barely escaped that attack. He was in his compound until just 15 minutes before the bombs and cruise missiles landed. Most civilians have now left Kandahar, heading either to nearby villages or towards the Pakistani border. The only people left in Kandahar are a few Taliban soldiers, a handful of businessmen, and those who are too poor to leave. Mohammed Arif works for an aid agency based in Kandahar.
When the first hit was announced, or people came to know, they just ran out of their houses, the women, the children, the elderly, and they were just running wherever they could. Whatever vehicle they were getting, they were charging tremendous amount of money from the people to take them out of the city.
Arif says the exodus from Kandahar is taking place even though the city itself has suffered only minor damage. He backs up U.S. claims that the airstrikes have targeted military installations on the outskirts of town. Up until today's air raids, aid workers say life in Kandahar was beginning to return to something resembling normalcy. Most shops were open and people felt it was safe to go out of their homes during daytime under the misguided belief that the U.S. would only attack at night. Aid workers say food is still available in Kandahar for those who can afford it. Prices for basic items such as rice and bread have doubled in recent days. They say the people of Kandahar have not seen any sign of the 37,000 food packets dropped by U.S. planes. Relief workers say dropping food from the air is a terribly inefficient way to feed people, especially in Afghanistan. Aid worker Mohammed Arif says that after living through 2 decades of war, the Afghan people are understandably suspicious of objects falling from the sky.
People don't know what is being dropped, where it's being dropped, and what is it inside those boxes. And they might be scared even touching those boxes. You know, then you never know if it's a bomb, it's a mine, or it's what it is. So I don't think so it will have an impact on the people.
Arif points out that more than 5 million Afghans are dependent on food aid in order to survive. Aid that has been disrupted because of the U.S. airstrikes. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.